All right, beautiful people, welcome back to Healthy Boundaries, Protect Your Peace. This is your girl Riley Hart, here to keep it real with you about navigating this crazy thing called life. Today's episode? Setting healthy limits, and trust me, this one is gold, even if it feels a little intimidating at first. Ever feel like you're constantly saying, yes, when you really want to say, no? Like your energy is running on empty because you're trying to please everyone but yourself? You know that feeling when your to-do list grows longer than your arm, and you're just about ready to pull your hair out? Yeah, I've been there. It's a common struggle, but it doesn't have to be our reality. Setting healthy limits is like building a fence around your energy, your time, and your emotional well-being. It's not selfish, it's essential. Think of it as self-care on another level. And when you take care of yourself, you show up better in every area of your life. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you become a boundary-setting boss. 1. Know your values. What truly matters to you? Is it spending time with loved ones, pursuing your passions, or simply having some peace and quiet? When you're clear on your values, it becomes easier to say no to things that don't align with them. Think of it like this. Your values are your compass. They guide your decisions and help you stay true to yourself. 2. Communicate clearly. This is where the magic happens. But don't worry, it doesn't have to be a dramatic showdown. Start by using I statements. For example, instead of saying, you always interrupt me, try, I feel unheard when I'm interrupted. It sounds simple, but it shifts the focus from blame to your feelings and needs. 3. Practice saying no. This one is a game changer. It's like learning a new superpower. Start small, decline that extra errand, politely pass on a party invitation you don't feel up for, or put your phone away during dinner with loved ones. Each time you say no, you're reclaiming your power and sending a message to the world. I respect myself and my time. 4. Set expectations. When you agree to something, be clear about what that looks like. For example, if someone asks for help with a project, let them know your availability and any boundaries you have. Don't be afraid to negotiate or suggest alternatives that work better for you. 5. Be kind to yourself. This process takes time and practice. There will be moments when you stumble, and that's totally okay. Forgive yourself, learn from the experience, and keep moving forward. Remember, setting healthy boundaries is an act of self-love, a gift you give to yourself every single day. Okay, real talk for a second. Picture this. You're at work, your inbox is overflowing, and your boss just dropped another urgent request on your desk. You feel that familiar pressure building up, the urge to say yes even though you're already swamped. But then, you remember what we talked about today. You take a deep breath, and instead of automatically agreeing, you say, I'd love to help with this, but I'm currently working on project. Would it be possible to discuss priorities and schedule a time to tackle this later? See? You just set a healthy boundary while still being collaborative and professional. So, how are you going to apply these tips today? Take a moment to reflect. What are some small steps you can take right now to start setting healthier limits in your life? Maybe it's saying no to that extra meeting, taking a break to recharge, or simply prioritizing self-care activities that bring you joy. Remember, every step counts. Setting healthy boundaries isn't about being controlling or shutting people out. It's about creating space for yourself to thrive. It's about honoring your needs and values, and showing up as your most authentic self in every aspect of your life. So go ahead, rock those boundaries, my friends, and remember. You deserve peace, joy, and a life that feels truly aligned with who you are. Ready to keep the conversation going? Share your thoughts on this episode. What are some boundary-setting struggles you face, or what are some tips that have worked for you? Hit me up in the comments or on social media. And don't forget to subscribe and tune in tomorrow for another dose of Healthy Boundaries, Protect Your Peace. Let's do this together.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.